This is my Bible. My Bible is the Word of God. And God's Word is devil destruction power. With my Bible, I can defeat the devil
every day.
This is my Bible.
My Bible is
the Word of God. And God's Word is the revelation of His will for my life. Whatever it says I am, that's what I am. Whatever it says I can do, I can do it. Whatever says I have, I claim it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to hear your word, to teach your word, and to preach your word. Lord, give us insight and revelation in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. Open with me to your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians. That's in your New Testament. If you go to 1 Timothy, you have gone too far. So you will have to go back. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. A couple weeks ago, or a couple months ago, as I was looking at the archives of the messages, we began a series of teachings on miracles are for today, based loosely on my book by the same title, Miracles Are for Today. And we went over a few things because we have learned that there are people out there that are telling you that miracles are not for today. And so we have gone through the Bible and shown you why that is an unreasonable position to have if you're a Christian, and why you must believe that God works miracles today. But we want to go a step further, because there are people who will tell you that God does work miracles today, but they're all according to His sovereign whim. Whenever He feels like doing them, He'll do them. If He don't feel like doing them, He won't do them. Well, I want you to understand something that we're going to learn today, that God always feels like doing miracles, praise God. God wants to do miracles every moment and every time. The problem is that we don't give Him a chance to do them. If we're not seeing miracles, it is our fault and not God's. It has nothing to do with His sovereign will. It has nothing to do with Him being in control. It has everything to do with you and I not doing our part and opening access to earth for God to be able to work miracles in our lives, praise God, amen, and in the lives of others. So God wants to do miracles. Now, we began last week talking about the fact that we are in a spiritual warfare, and that it is necessary to believe God for that He is a miracle worker today if we're going to be successful in this spiritual warfare that we are already engaged in. Because Satan does work miracles, and he's working miracles through demons, and he's using witches, he's using warlocks, he's using New Agers, he's using your television set. See, y'all gotta be careful about some of that stuff y'all watch on TV, I'm telling you. I was watching the show Once Upon a Time. Anybody ever heard of that show? The TV series come on ABC?
I heard it.
It had me interested because, you know, when I was a kid, I loved fairy tales. And so this was supposed to be a modern take on fairy tales. But then, as I was watching it, I got convicted because there was so much magic involved in it. And the Lord dealt with me and told me that you don't watch that because all the magic involved in it is demonic. And so when you are watching movies and TV shows about werewolves, magic, and things of that nature, you are inviting the demonic into your home. I know that I'm not going to get a lot of amens on that
amen.
One.
Amen.
Amen.
As your pastor, I got to tell you the truth. Praise God. If I don't tell you the truth, and you go to hell, and I'm going to go to hell with you because I didn't tell you the truth. And Well, I'm going to tell you what. If you're going to go to hell, you're going to go to hell without me. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, and in order to try to save you, but I am going to go to heaven. Praise God. Amen. And when I stand before Jesus, I can say, I told him the truth, Lord. And he can say, you sure did, boy. Come on in. Glory to God. Amen. But Satan is working his power in numerous ways. Let me tell you something. It's because of the power of Satan that Rhode Island is another state that has approved homosexual marriage. It is because of the power of Satan that abortions are happening in our country today. The murdering of little innocent children are happening in our day. It is because of the power of Satan that hospitals are filled with sick people and doctors can't seem to find cures for them. Many doctors really don't want to find cures for them because the hospitals and doctors, and medicine is a money-making industry, praise God. Amen. The more you're sick, the more money they get. Everybody, if they can get you all healthy, then they start losing money. Uh-huh. Don't think that everybody, there are some good doctors out there that love people and care about them. But many of them are not as altruistic as you think they are. Many of them are selling you poisons and trying to make sure. I mean, come on. If you're watching up TV, you're going to see these commercials, and the side effects about the medicine is much longer than the benefits of it. They tell you about some medicine called, let's say, Alkanine. I just made up that name. Alkanine will help heal some symptoms in your knees that you never even knew that you had before until they mentioned them. Then when they mention them, then all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my goodness, maybe I do have that. And so then they tell you Alkanine, then they give you a list of all the side effects, and the benefit lasted maybe like 2 seconds. And the whole side effects last over a minute and a half. And you're sitting there like, golly, that sure is a lot of side effects, but my knees are bothering me. Maybe I need to go get me some Alkanine. Then at the end of the commercial, they tell you, go see your doctor today and tell him to prescribe to you Alkanine. 2 months later, some lawyer comes on with a TV commercial and says, if you suffer from these symptoms with Alkanine, call us right now. We're going to sue them. You need all this stuff. You really need God's miracle working power to defeat Satan. Satan is the cause of sickness in our world, praise God. Amen. It's not God. Satan hates you and he tries to destroy you through sickness, disease, and tragedy. So in order to fight against the wiles of the devil and his miracles, we've got to believe God for God to work miracles in our day and age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's begin at verse 8. It says, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Thank God our God is more powerful than the devil. Praise God. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. See, those of y'all who are not receiving the love of the truth, those of y'all who get mad and don't come to church anymore because I said something that y'all didn't like, you didn't receive the love of the truth, so you're going to be deceived. You're going to continue to walk in deception. But those who love the truth are going to walk in victory, praise God.
Amen.
And Jesus is going to ensure that the enemy is destroyed in your life through miracles. Now, the sad thing is that there are some quote-unquote Christians out there who will tell you that God doesn't do miracles today, and any signs and wonders that is happening today is of the devil. They will even tell you that those people over there that speak in tongues, they're demon-possessed. Yeah, got it documented in my book, names and everything. They will tell you that people who speak in tongues got an evil spirit because God does not work miracles today.
Now, isn't that sad? The devil can work all kinds of miracles, but God can't. I don't understand that. But I do know this. When I'm praying in tongues, I'm praising the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
And when I'm praying in tongues, usually what comes out of my mouth is praise Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Now, if Satan is the one who gave me the tongue, he sure messed himself up. Now, the miracles that I've experienced have always been permanent. God has always done great things for me, miraculously. If Satan is the one doing the miracles, he sure messed himself up by benefiting me like he has. Because every time I receive a miracle, I don't say praise Satan, I say praise God.
Amen.
I say thank you, Jesus. Sadly, if Satan is the one working miracles, he's helping God get glory that God shouldn't be getting if it's Satan's work. But that's the sad thing. And under the same vein, Jesus worked a miracle, and he was accused of doing it by the power of Satan. You read that in Matthew chapter 12. And that's the reason why a lot of people aren't experiencing the power of God today. Because they have believed this garbage. They have accepted what people have said. And in order for them to see a miracle, instead of going to God, they got to go to the Ouija board. They got to go play the lottery. They got to go read their horoscope. Not a horoscope, it's a horoscope. They got to go to the witch doctors, to the root doctors, and to all these kind of people. Well, if you go to God and trust him, he is willing to do the supernatural on your behalf. He's willing to miraculously change the circumstance and change it into something that you would not have seen happen unless you had believed God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have got to learn to trust God. Well, why don't we see so much of God's intervention? Part of it is the sorry theology that has come and has damaged the church. You know, I've studied a lot of this out. I've studied a lot of history, and part of it is the Catholicism that's happened in our day and age. And this region is surrounded by Catholic churches. But a lot of the Catholics, I don't know if all of them do it, but a lot of the Catholics teach you that it is God's will for you to be sick because you are suffering for his glory. And so why would you need a miracle if it's God's will for you to be sick? Why would you need a miracle in order to undo what God supposedly has done to you for some mysterious purpose that you will not understand, that is supposed to make you more pious and humble? That's not God's way. God's way to make you more pious and humble is through this book and through the teaching, praise God. He wants you to learn this book, and this is how he chastens you, is through his word. He teaches you his word. And the other thing we hear that's prevailed in so much of the church, and y'all hear me, y'all know that I can't stand this, because if you heard me preach enough times, you know I can't stand this statement. Even though it's a popular statement in the church, it's so popular that even unsaved people say it. They say, all things happen for a reason. Or God is in control. That happened. I hear that happen. They say that a lot. And some years ago, I was with a group of young people that are no longer with the church right now. And we went to go visit somebody that had just lost a baby. And the person, let me explain, because the person's not here anymore, and I'm not sure most of y'all would know who it was anyway. But the person had been told by her doctor that, you know, the whole situation is sensitive, and that she could, that if she don't sit down, she could possibly lose the baby. Well, instead of her listening to her doctor, she got up and started washing dishes and cleaning, vacuuming the floor and everything. And then she got sick and the baby died. Well, we went over to see her to comfort her. And one of the first things somebody says to her is, well, you know, God had a reason for taking the baby. Another person says, well, you know, God needed a little flower in heaven, so he took your child. And I sat there shaking my head. And so finally, y'all know me, sooner or later I'm going to say something. So I did. I said, no, God didn't do any of that. The devil is the murderer and the killer. And then later on, I didn't want to make her feel, she was already feeling bad enough, so I didn't want to talk to her about her part. But her part was, she didn't listen to her doctor's advice. Amen? She the doctor told her, don't do it. And she did it anyway. But yet we're blaming God. We're blaming, God didn't make her get up and do the dishes. God didn't make her get up and vacuum the floor against her doctor's advice. God didn't do any of that. But yet, this is the kind of stuff we are telling people. This is the kind of stuff that's being taught to people. And no wonder God doesn't intervene miraculously in our lives today, because we are so full of unbelief. We don't believe God. We don't believe that his word works. We don't believe in the power of God. And so Satan is able to easily prevail and work things in our lives that shouldn't be worked. And we are sitting there saying, well, let thy will be done, O Lord. While Satan is smacking you around and you're sitting there saying, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. And even those who believe that that Satan is the one doing it, they say, well, you know, God even controls Satan. Nothing comes without permission from the hand of my heavenly Father. Que sera, sera. So then they let Satan beat them down. You got to read your Bible. The Bible says that we have authority over the devil. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Now I want you to see the devil does have miracles. He does work miracles, but you and I have authority even over the miracles of the devil.
The fact is that the only way God will intervene is when you start using the authority that you have through prayer, through the confession of your mouth, and through your faith. As long as you sit there crying, whining, say, oh, woe is me, why am I the one going through this? Why I always got to go through these things? I did all that. Finally, I got tired of it. And I tried to figure out how to stop going through all these things. Don't mean I don't go through things, but now I've learned to fight, praise God. Amen. I've learned to take a stand.
Amen.
I've learned to tell the devil, nope, you did this much, but you ain't doing no more. I've learned to stand against the wiles of the devil. Luke chapter 10. See, I've had some situations, I tell you, I have not told y'all about everything that's going on with me. Even some of the stuff that happened to me last year, boy, I mean, I'm telling you, it was some hard stuff that I went through last year. Last year was probably the hardest year I've faced in almost all my life. Only my wife knows somewhat of what I went through. Even I even protected her from a lot of it. But I tell you, the devil really tried to destroy me. And I stood against it. And I'm here today to tell you that I got the victory. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was just talking to a pastor friend of mine a couple of days ago and telling him how God, you know, how the devil really tried to destroy me, even on my job, and how God has now given me so much favor. It's gone from, man, we hate you, we're going to fire you, to, man, we need you, you are a hero, we love you. It's gone from beat down to praise, glory to God.
Yeah.
Because we stood against the wiles of the devil. We prayed, we stood, we didn't, my wife and I, we continue to stand and trust God, and God gave us the victory. But look at this, Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Now I want you to look at this. The devil is subject. He must submit to you because of the name of Jesus, glory to God. And then Jesus said, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power
to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, in the Greek, there's two different words for power. The first one, when it concerns Satan, that word power, the second one, is dunamis, which means miracle working power. The first one, which concerns you, the one that Jesus gave you, is exousia, which means authority, praise God.
Amen.
So you have been given authority over the miracle working power of the enemy. Man, that's something.
Amen.
See, Satan can bring miracles. But Satan can't put a curse on you unless you let him. See, my mother, because, you know, the upbringing they had in the South and stuff like that, when she would comb her hair and hair would fall out, she was so afraid, she would gather her hair and burn it, because she did not want to put that hair in the garbage or anything in case somebody get it and try to put a curse on her. That kind of stuff happens. It really does happen. Somebody get a piece of your hair or some part, a piece of your clothing or whatever have you, and they hate you, they go to a voodoo doctor or whatever and put a curse on you and make you sick and kill you. And Satan works those kind of miracles. But for the born-again Christian, you ain't got to worry about that.
Hallelujah.
Satan can't touch you. Look at it. It says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But you have to exercise your authority and stand against it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Christick was talking one time, and my wife had reminded me of it when she was telling me about another story that she was hearing about on the internet. But Pastor Christick was telling me about another preacher, how he was praying and praying against the devil in some part of Africa. And these witch doctors, the demons told him that this man is hurting my work. Go out and kill him. So they tried to go kill him, but when they went to his house, a light surrounded his house, and there was a guard of angels protecting him, and they couldn't get through and get to the man because God was protecting him, praise God.
Amen.
You get, and my wife was telling me about one situation where they tried to send demons to a person and kill him, but the demon came back and said, don't you ever send me there again. That person's a Christian. Demons come back beat up. Don't send me there no more. See, nobody can put a curse on you if you're a Christian, praise God.
Amen.
You can stand against the wiles of the devil. But see, you've got to believe that the power of God works just as effectively today as it did for these disciples back in Jesus' time.
Amen.
You've got to believe that you can cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You've got to believe that you can bring deliverance to people in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You've got to believe that you can break soul ties, that you can stand against temptation, sin, that you can stand against the wiles of the devil in every single area. When you get sick, I'm not telling you not to take medicine, and I'm not telling you to go to the doctor. But I would advise you that if you're sick, to first put your trust in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, maybe while you're waiting for God to heal you, or wait, because he heals you. The Bible says by his stripes you were healed. So healing has already happened from the cross. But while you're waiting for the manifestation of the healing, there's nothing wrong with taking some pain medicine. But let me tell you something. The pain medicine doesn't get rid of the sickness, praise God.
Amen.
It just relieves you of the symptoms. There's nothing wrong with being relieved of symptoms, but you can't put your trust in medicine to heal you. You've got to put your trust in God to do the healing. And as we said earlier, a lot of it is poison.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is just meant to kill you or to make you sicker so you can go to the doctor and he can prescribe something else to you so that the medicine industry can still make more money off you or off your medical insurance if you got some. If you don't, I guess Obamacare is coming up sometime soon. I don't know if you should be too thrilled about that. But anyway, the thing is that you've got to trust God to work miracles in your life.
Amen.
Now, again, some people will say, well, you know, either God will certain things or he allowed certain things. But God is always willing to do miracles in our lives. He has already made the provision for us to have miracles in our lives. And so really, if things are not working the way they should be working, it's not because of God. It's because of you and me not obeying God in these areas. It's because you and me being afraid of exercising the authority that Jesus has given us and bringing the miracles from heaven that God wants to bring. That's just like when Elijah stood with the prophets of Baal, and it hadn't rained in Israel for 3 years. So he told the Baal prophets, he said, hey, won't you call on your God and see if you can make it rain? He challenged them. And so they walked around. I mean, they went around making all these chants. And I mean, these guys, they cut themselves. What kind of God they serving that makes them cut themselves up and bleeding and stuff like that? And Elijah, he's just sitting back there saying, cry louder, maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he didn't hear you. Maybe you scream a little more than Baal will hear you. And so they're going around for hours, just cutting themselves up, doing whatever they're trying to do to get Baal to bring rain. And so after a few hours, Elijah said, all right, enough. Your God don't seem to be listening to you. He said, now dig a trench. He dug a trench. He said, now, fill that trench with water. They filled it with water. He said, no, more water. Put water on it. Soak that sacrifice. They soaked the sacrifice, put all kinds of water on it. And so then Elijah said, okay, God, do your thing. And lightning came down and struck the sacrifice and burnt it and dried up the water that was in that presence. And then that, right after that, it started raining. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. So God is a miracle working God. And see, the devil, he may have his miracles, but he's powerless against our God.
Amen.
You know, Moses, was, he challenged the sorcerers in the Egyptian court. Now, they were able to work miracles, and Moses was able to work miracles. But Moses' miracles always outdone their miracles. For example, Moses threw down his staff, and it became a snake. The sorcerers threw down their staffs, and they became snakes too. But Moses' snake ate theirs. And he picked up the snake by the tail, and it became a rod again. And at a certain point, the Egyptians were able to duplicate the miracles that Moses did. But then at one point, they said, we can't duplicate this anymore. This is the power of Yahweh, the power of Jehovah. This is the power of God. We can't beat this guy. We give up. See, Satan can work miracles, but he's not great like God is. Yeah. God's miracles are greater, and God wants to work miracles in our lives. If it seems like Satan is prevailing, it's because we don't have enough Elijahs and Moses around here. We need some, matter of fact, we need to even get beyond Elijah and Moses. We need some little Jesuses around here, praise God.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Amen.
So the devil was able to do some things, but when Jesus came around, he was able to stop the devil. See, Jesus, when he came to earth, his main mission, whether y'all know it or not, was to war against the devil and his attacks against us. That was Jesus' main mission. And when he finished his mission, he defeated the devil, and he said, now y'all take over. Occupy till I come. We are the occupying force. The Satan has been defeated, and if he's running amok right now, it's because you and I have let him. You and I have let him do it. He's going crazy right now because the church is sitting around, and we're not doing our part. We're not praying. We're not fasting. You know, we do these little teeny weeny fasts, including Victoria's Word. When we start hyping up the fast a little bit more, when we start hyping up the prayer a little bit more, when y'all begin to receive more of the things of God, you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with tongues and interpretations and things of that nature, when you begin to receive that and let God give that to you, you're going to see more of the power of God in your life and in your own particular ministries. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to see more of God's power. I've tasted so much of his power in the past that, man, I'm starving for it now. I want more of it. I'm not satisfied with the way Christianity is right now. I'm not satisfied with a miracle here and a miracle there. I want to see constant miracles, praise God.
Amen.
I want people to come in here with blind eyes and get healed. I want to go out there in the streets and be able to tell somebody they're all their business to get them saved.
Amen.
Amen. Not the gossip. To get them saved.
Amen.
I want to be able to walk up to somebody who's riding one in wheelchairs and say, hey, get up and walk. And they get, exactly, and they get up. Because, yeah, it's easy to go and say, get up and walk, and they sit close to the car like you. Man, you're not crazy. Or you pull them out of the chair, and then they sue you. So, as y'all said, I want to, when I do say get up and walk, I want to make sure that they're walking. It's hard to carry wheelchairs up here, so we need for them to get up and walk before they come up here, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. So, tell me, let's look at two more scriptures. I want to show you how God does work, how Satan is a miracle worker, but God's miracles can overcome the devils. Turn Matthew 24. So we don't deny that Satan is a miracle worker today. So those who say that miracles pass away, but then they attribute miracles to Satan, don't really believe what they say. What they really mean is God doesn't work miracles today. They mean that God is just stingy. He says, okay, you know, Satan's going to work miracles. Y'all my children, but I'm going to just leave y'all there and get beat up by him. What kind of thing is that? God gives his power to his children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God doesn't talk about his power just to brag about and say, oh, I ain't giving you none of it. No. God makes his power available to you and I. Amen. Matthew 24:24 says, for there shall be arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That's talking about you. See, don't be deceived by the power of Satan. Don't be awed by his miracle-working power when false prophets come around. When false prophets come around and they work signs, then you pray and you believe God for even greater signs and defeat their signs. Praise God.
Amen.
Let's look at one more passage. Revelation 13. I want you to see what's going to happen in the end times. In the end times, you and I are going to be raptured. So live right. Amen?
Amen.
Please live right, because Jesus is coming real soon.
Amen.
He's coming sooner than you think. If you live right, you live holy, you get to go with the rest of us. If you don't, well, I might be waving to you from the clouds. I'll be saying I love you.
Hallelujah.
But I'm gone. When Jesus comes, I'm gone. Now some people say, well, you know, we don't believe in that pre-tribulation rapture stuff. We're going to be here for the Antichrist. Well, you stay. When Jesus comes, I'm leaving. I am gone with the Lord, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm preaching hard to my kids. Telling them to make sure they live right. Preaching hard to my son. Amen. I want my whole family going with me.
Amen.
If not, me and my wife already talked about planting a vegetable garden out in the backyard.
We
get raptured.
Bible too. We need Bible.
Yeah, at least the Bibles and stuff like that. I'll leave a message. I'll make a video of myself saying, you know, if you're watching this video, that means I've been raptured. You still have a chance, but you're gonna die. The Antichrist is gonna cut your head off, but you gonna die. All right, but Revelation 13. Looking at verse 11,
Revelation. The last book in your Bible. The apocalypse. That's what Revelation means, apocalypse. Revelation 13. Beginning at verse 11, it says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth." Verse 11, I'm sorry. 13, verse 11. It says, "And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon." That's talking about Satan. "And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And look at this. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." Now, if you don't believe Satan can do that, just read the book of Job. That's exactly what he did to kill Job, some of Job's livestock and his men. And look at verse 14. "And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live." Now, Satan does, he can and does work miracles. If a tornado hits, you know, for example, that tsunami that hit Japan, that wasn't God. Some people say, well, that was an act of God or judgment. That wasn't God. Satan can work the weather. You read that in the book of Job. He can work the weather. The tornadoes and stuff that hitting and killing people and destroying churches, that's not God. That's the devil. Well, see, I like Jesse Duplantis because when hurricane or something that hit Louisiana a few years ago, Jesse stood. He stood and he suffered very, very minimal damage. While everything, all the devastation around him, Jesse's ministry, his buildings and stuff like that, everything stood strong, praise God.
His house,
no damage to his house. Thank you, Todd. There was no damage to his house. See, that's a man of faith right there.
Amen.
Somebody might say, well, that's Jesse Duplantis. He's a man of God. Well, you are men and women of God too,
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You need to learn to stop believing the lies of the devil, that he has more power than God, and learn to take this book and stand, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I mean, a little bit less than what Jesse Duplantis went through. I mean, just what? A few months ago when we had that hurricane hit here in Rhode Island. And, you know, my neighbor had told me before that just after we moved into that new house that we're living in now, he says, "Oh man, the electricity goes off as soon as the wind blows." I said, "Well, thanks for telling me that after I moved here." But my wife and I, we said, "No, you know what, we're going to believe God. When this hurricane comes, we're going to believe God that electricity stays on." And it stayed on, praise God. I played on the internet, updating our webpage, and did all kinds of stuff during the hurricane. I said, "Man, I got a day off of work." Then we had people calling out because they had suffered damage to their homes, and some people that hadn't had electricity or water for weeks on end because it took a long time for the city or the electric company to get to them. I reported to work the very next day. Matter of fact, I reported to work the same day because they needed me to get the computer back up and running. But God has been good to me.
Amen.
I've seen God's miraculous intervention. The devil doesn't have the authority to destroy my life, and he doesn't have the authority to destroy yours. If he's destroying your life, it's because you gave him that authority. Amen?
Amen.
So stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand up against him and stand to your feet. Why you need to come to church, because when you come to church, you're going to hear the word of God that's going to encourage you. You skip church you're not taught anything, you lose your faith, and then you're struggling. But if you hear these teachings and you begin to and you download them from our webpage and listen to them over and over again, I'm telling you,
they're going to build your faith. Praise God.
Amen.
It's these type of teachings that have built minds and made me strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah. How about your heads? Close your eyes.